Hey, everybody. You're listening to WJRH 104.9
FM. Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Barefoot K Tessa Radio.
This is Tessa speaking right now.
This is Kayla. So we had a tough morning this morning getting all of our stuff together. We would like to shout out Alex Kasparian. She really saved us. This is our first show, if that wasn't apparent. We don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah, so today we're going to play you some of our favorite songs.
Yeah, just like some feel-good music, you know?
Yeah, we just want to start off this morning with this nice song called Long Way Home by Duran Jones and the Indications. I've really been into this song, and I think it'll be a nice one to start your morning with.
Heck yeah. All right, here we go.
Welcome back, guys. We're so happy to be here.
It's a beautiful morning today.
It's so beautiful. Like, take a walk across the quad. You don't need a jacket today. Shout out to Kia Caldwell.
Yeah.
We fucking love. Ooh, we love.
Oh.
Guys,
don't drop F-bombs
you really
on
can't
the radio.
Do that on the radio.
You can't do
don't.
That.
All right. Okay, anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
We're going to play you our next song. It's called Run the World by Dayglow. It's a good one.
Oh, I really love Dayglow. I have a lot to say about Dayglow. So he is 19 years old when he made this album, and it is incredible. He made it literally in his basement. Imagine that. 19 years old. That's the same age as us.
What are we doing with our lives? Obviously, nothing compared to that.
Well.
The whole album's amazing.
Yeah,
really
so great. This is one of our favorites. Please enjoy. Hope you enjoyed that. Now we're going to be listening to, what are we thinking? Simple Season by Hippocampus. Last semester, Kayla and I went to this concert. It was really amazing.
It was
They're
great.
Honestly better live.
Yeah.
Is that even possible? But they did it. They really did that.
It was a lot of fun.
So this is our favorite song by them, Simple Season. Please enjoy. Wait, shout out to Maggie and Grace listening from Middlebury and back at home.
Aww.
Love you guys.
And Mom and Dad, if you're listening, I love you too.
Aww.
Miss you.
Okay, play.
All right, here we go.
Hey guys, now we're gonna listen to Throwaway with Clario. Nope. Yep, Claro. Claro. Mm-hmm. It's Claro. I love
it. She's the one.
This song is I've been obsessed with.
She
I
really
swear
has.
To God, I've
every
been listening.
Every time we go in the car, it's on. Yep, every single time.
It. Yeah.
But it's a good one.
It's
fun.
Really good. I've been really into it.
Clario's really cool. She's very usually soft and quiet, but this song's a bit more upbeat, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Hope you like it. Hi, Adam. Okay, bye. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. We're having so much fun out
we
here.
Really are. It's a blast.
I hope you like our music taste. We kind of self-identify as indie pop, alt rock.
Yeah. That's very over-encompassing though, so we don't really know what to call it. But.
Yeah, but
but it's a vibe.
Yeah, so this next song is I'm Just Snacking by Gus Dapperton. I'm obsessed with him. He has the funkiest haircut if you want to look it up.
Major bowl cut, actually.
It's really fun.
And he only tours in Australia, which is a shame.
It is a shame. Actually, he might be coming at some point.
Well,
next.
Yeah.
No,
we'd
not
love
on
to
tour.
See him. We'd love
he
to
has
see him.
Come So we're this hopefully song, yeah. to see him soon.
It's a funky song.
Yes. Also, shout out to Allie Kimball. Miss you a lot. I'm so glad to have you guys here. Thanks for being here, everyone.
We're honored. It's so nice.
We're getting into this.
We are. We're
settling in. So here's I'm just snacking.
So, this is awkward.
We hope that you can hear us.
I think we just told a whole story and
no one was there.
Time.
Well, we're just going to play another song.
We're going to,
we love that
it's
dead
time
air.
To go. It's,
all right.
It's time to, it's
we
time
out.
To go.
Think you guys can hear us now. Sorry about last time.
We had a little accident.
Little accident there.
we just didn't click on.
Yes.
We were talking for like 5 minutes.
So guys, it wasn't you, it was us.
A bunch of people texted me and were like, "It's quiet." And
oops.
I was like, "Yeah, that's
my
funny,
bad.
But
the sad part is we told a whole story.
We did tell a whole story about Tessa's addiction to
listening to Binge Mode Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's a podcast and it's now an addiction. I'm on the second to last book. Which is a lot.
Oh, my God. They're long books, too. Dang.
No, they're podcasts about the books, and it's an addiction. I cannot go to bed now without listening to Binge Mode Harry Potter.
She comes in every night and asks for headphones.
Yep.
Very late hours of the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just happens. It really do be like that sometimes.
Yep.
It really do.
So for all of our loyal listeners out there, we've had a request to talk more. So please.
Which is odd, because we don't
obviously Kayla's bad at it.
Kayla, we obviously don't know what to talk about or what to say, but here
it's too early for this. Yes. But text us questions for anybody who has our number out there and wants us to talk more.
Yeah, feel free to call in.
Call in, please. Text if you want a shout out or anything. That last song was "Dream Come True" by the Genius Buddha Band. Honestly, one of my all-time favorite songs and always a good go-to.
So now we're going to listen to Boys That Sing by Viola Beach and this song.
This is one of Kayla's favorites.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's listening out there of the people that... No, like, that's not what I meant. Like, of my friends that would have the same memory with me, I don't think you guys are listening. But we played this on the ukulele at the beach senior year, and I always think about it, and it makes me happy, and it's a really good song, so we're going to play it.
Oh, my God. Hi guys, hope you enjoyed that song.
Hey guys. So we got a question from someone about like how we name our playlists, and I both know both of us.
There's a science to it. It's basically
you think of something random.
So like something as simple as
one of my favorite playlist names is called Sunday Morning Doing the Dishes, and I think you're listening out there, Mom. This was inspired by you, because one time you said to me, I said, what kind of music do you want to listen to? And she said, what about something like I'm Doing the Dishes? And I said, Mom, I don't think you can type that into Spotify. Like, they're not going to know.
But now
they're
you can.
They're not going to know what that means, but now you can. And that's how Sunday Morning the Doing the Dishes was created. We both have a lot of fun playlist names.
Yeah.
One of them is my Chipotle order. Like.
Yeah, one of them's Everything in a Pickle.
Oh, yeah. That's
because when we go to a Simon's, the sandwich store on campus,
they always ask,
like, what type of seasoning you want, and then you can ask for a pickle. And so we always go, Everything in a Pickle, and yep. That's one of our just, like, favorite lines.
One of mine is called 2-month-old glitter, because there's literally still glitter from
bid day.
Our bid day from our sorority lingering around
Everywhere.
My home.
I will always, I think house. I have glitter coating my lungs.
Yeah, like it's really never coming out. It's still in the bathrooms, it's in my room, it's in my literal home.
It haunts me,
so yeah. That's always a good reminder. Got a fun one called Chinese Buffet.
Yeah.
It's because we went to the
Chinese Buffet. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to continue playing some music. Right now we're going to play Dead or Alive by Grace Turner.
It's really good.
It's a really good song. So yeah,
enjoy. A little bit of a different vibe. Hey again, guys. Want to give a shout out to Mom and Dad out there. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, even though you're on a walk with the pupper on the beach.
Aww.
Wish I could be with you.
That's so cute.
But I'm having a lot of fun right now doing this. We got another question. Okay, I hope you guys can hear us. That was bad.
Says all.
So the question was, what's your most embarrassing story? And to that, I have to say that I'm probably the most embarrassing person on this planet.
It's true.
I'm just awkward and also just, I don't know.
Just a lot of
embarrassing things has happened to me. So it's honestly a day-by-day thing. The most recent one that got me good was I was walking in the library. This happens to me, I swear to God, once a semester. I was walking up the stairs with all my books and backpack ready to study, and I had this quesadilla, and it just fell on the ground, and as did I, and I wiped out, and since I was holding all my stuff, I like wiped out, so like I couldn't catch myself in my arm, so imagine I just fell forward on my chest and just face down. And
nobody's gonna help her.
No one.
Wow, some world we live in.
Yes, and no one helped, and no one even reacted. Like
nobody even looked. Nobody gave a single thought.
My quesadilla was on the ground, but yeah.
You know what she did anyway?
I ate it.
She ate it.
I ate it.
She,
I was
didn't.
I really didn't care.
She did.
Yeah, after all that shame, I needed the cheese and to put it behind me. But here's our next song, Open Season by The High Highs.
It's a really good one. It's really cute. Just really, like, I feel, like, very good, like, just chill vibes. You know, you're just hanging out, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah. So keep sending in questions.
Didn't make any sense.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey again, guys. So we have a question coming from Adam, whatever the heck.
No cursing here.
No, we don't do that.
So we were asked to discuss our zodiac signs and what we think they say about us. I'm personally a Gemini, which means I'm two-faced and...
That sucks.
And not nice.
Is that real?
Because Geminis are like the twins.
Okay, well, there's definitely good and bad things about each
one. Yeah.
Do they say nicer things?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we're not really into astrology.
We're not, but I do love
attempting.
Shout out to the app CoStar.
CoStar tries to tell me what to do.
If you don't have it, I think you should get it. It's really funny. They send you daily updates. Let's see what my...
Mine always insults me, so...
Mine is odd today. It gives you a daily horoscope, and they're usually really strange. The other day, mine was, oxytocin is the best drug. And I was like, you know what? Snaps to that. Whatever that means.
Oxytocin?
Oh, it's like...
Oxy?
No. It's like an thing in your body endorphin. That makes you happy. An endorphin, yeah. That's the word I was thinking.
She's a neuroscience major, guys.
Yeah, no
she
big deal.
She probably shouldn't have known that.
I just blanked all the words. Okay,
right, continue.
Anyway, so Tessa, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo, which means I'm dramatic, which is a jaw.
True.
Yeah. So, yeah, it means that I like attention, and that's honestly very true.
Yeah.
You always find me in the middle of the dance floor. Yes.
She says, I love to pretend I don't want to make a big deal out of my birthday, but if nobody makes a big deal out of my birthday, I freak out. So.
That's very true. My mom knows that best.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, we're going to transition into an RKS, Rainbow Kitten Surprise song.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't listened to them, the band name, like,
I know,
kind
I was,
of turns people off.
It really does.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're so good.
The
so
first
this song is All That and More, parentheses, Sailboat. It is so happy and just upbeat and kind of just like, if you're just like walking across the quad on a really nice day and there's breeze, this is the song you want to be listening to.
All right, here we go.
Baby's a sailboat captain at sea. We don't give a damn, we do as we please. My baby's a sailboat captain at sea. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine. Wish I'd better look and baby don't mind. My gal is a good one, tells me she's mine. All I ever wanted was to make you happy, give you the truth. She's all and more. All I ever wanted was to make you happy. Spit it all out. Yeah, and then make me love you. Yeah, that's how I do now. But you were in my head. You were in your bed. But you said, yeah, I'm so fucking sorry.
Hope you liked that one. I've been listening to that one a lot lately. The next song we have for you is Christopher Robin by Good Luck Finding Iris. This is a kind of a different vibe, a little bit like slower, but it's very soft.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's one of my, these are all our favorite songs. So like after this, you can follow us on Spotify, not to plug us, but actually plug us. You can follow us on Spotify, and this is going to be in one playlist called
Greetings, loved ones, because all you out there listening, you are our loved ones. They're so cute. So enjoy.
Yep.
We got over that song pretty fast.
It's good, but it's long.
Yeah, it is a long song. So next we're going to be playing Wavy Gravy by Okie Dokie.
Funny story, our friend Kira's friend from home has a baby.
She's a child. 19. She is our age, yes.
She's 19, has a baby.
And she named it Wavy.
Because of Wavy Gravy
by Okie
Dokie.
Because of this song. So I would like you guys all to listen to the song and think about, would you name your child after this song? And not only after this song, but name your child Wavy in general.
We love you, Wavy. Your baby's adorable.
Oh, shout out to Wavy.
You're freaking cute.
Shout out to Wavy and Wavy's mom. All right, please enjoy. Hope you liked that one.
It's a fun one.
I don't know if it inspired any of you guys to name your children that.
Yeah.
Let us know.
So this is going to be our last song of the day.
Sad, but catch us again next week.
Yeah, we will be here same time, same place.
Yeah.
Please join us again.
Please join us.
We need the viewers.
Yeah. Again, shout out to our parents out there. Love you.
And everyone listening. Thank you so much. If anyone's still... at this point, listening to us still after all we've been through.
Yeah, and we're Kayla and Tessa.
Yeah, we are. This is our last song. It's called Judy Yuhongmoon. Okay, so our show is called Barefoot K Tessa Radio Hour, and Tessa doesn't get it. Because we can change, maybe we'll change the name. But it's from Barefoot Con Tessa, which is Ina Garten's cooking show. So it's funny. It's like it's a nice little play on
it's
words.
A play on words.
Shout out to my dad for that one.
Yes.
Anyway,
so you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Here's our last song, "Judy Hung the Moon" by Harbor.
And that's all we got for
you. Thank you so much for listening.
See you next week. Love you all.